also a big member of the sports community in the city, is on his way in. Although he's been a part of the city and the Maple Leafs for a number of years now, but it was official earlier this morning. The new GM of the Maple Leafs is Kyle Dubas, and he joins us in studio. Congrats, Kyle.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks for coming up.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah, so take us through the past few years, because when you first got hired, we'd get you on the show and we'd talk to you a lot, and then Lou came in and we couldn't talk to you anymore. So what's been going on with you?
Well, I had a lot of fun working with Lou.
Yeah.
You know, the first year was working with Dave, and obviously Dave Nonis and Lou, I learned a lot from both. Very different styles of management. Lou's as well documented. I grew to enjoy being in my own cone of silence. A lot of people would look at it and say, gee, like, don't you wish you could go and do this show, that show, and you know, don't you get a lot of value from doing that? But I really learned over the years to enjoy just being able to go and do the job, not have to worry about doing all the other ancillary things that go along with working in management in Toronto or anywhere in hockey. And so it's really just been grinding away on the player development side, which includes the Marlies, our R&D group, and continuing to just evolve whatever Lou is needed on the Leaf side. It's been great 3 years and great working with Lou for sure.
We were just talking about Lou and some of the interesting little rules and different things he does, but did he have kind of one staple where you said, whatever I do in this industry, I'm always going to keep that one thing with me and do the same thing?
I think Lou, the one thing that he has his way of phrasing it that has been repeated over and over, which is if time is on your side, you use it. And every time I'm making a decision now, even hockey or non, whether it's family, whether it's to do with personal stuff, I think the underlying maxim there is just patience and being able to use your patience and to build your patience and it's really, I've found, helped me to improve my decision making and improve the way in which I make decisions and the quality of them. And I know it's not one of the rules that people like to look at, whether it's the grooming or the shaving or what have you, but it's been something that every time I'm going to do something, I picture Lou kind of saying it to me repeatedly.
Kyle Dubas in studio. You mentioned what you've been doing working with the Marlies and player development. Right. In terms of the Maple Leafs day-to-day, you know, you guys are working on a trade or working on a signing. How involved have you been in those decisions? Have you been in that room? Like, take us through your day-to-day with in terms of the Maple Leafs over the past couple of years.
So the way that it was set up and the way that Lou wanted it set up is he explained to me when he first came on that he thought the best thing for my development was to really grab the player development system, and whether that was the Marlies or our players outside of our direct control with the Marlies, really grab hold of that. But as it pertained to the Marlies, to really manage it as though I would manage an NHL team, relations with the coaches, with the players, with the public relations team, and really grab that and own that. At the beginning, you know, I was a little bit apprehensive, but as the years went on, especially getting through last year and then getting into this season, I could see the benefits of that beginning to really come to fruition. And then so what I would do on a daily basis, I'd start with the Marlies, and if we're at MasterCard Center, you're all there together anyhow. And if the Marlies were at RICO, then I would basically meet Lou back at ACC in the afternoon and talk on the phone repeatedly throughout the day about different things that were going on and happening with our team, or different things that we were considering doing. And he was very, very inclusive. And I think especially as I earned his trust, I never looked at it as though he had to come in and, you know, begin to spill everything to me, because I don't know that was his personality, but I felt I had to earn his trust. And I think as time went on, especially in this last season, after working together for 2 years, the relationship was just outstanding and a massive, massive help to me. I learned more than I ever could have thought when he first came on in July 2015.
The one constant since you've been here would be the guy who hired you,
mm-hmm.
day one and today. That'd be right. Brendan Shanahan. And Brandon was asked at the press conference today, you know, his role in the operation of the team and day-to-day and player personnel, et cetera. And I believe, I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said, I'm there for support when need be. Can you give us some examples of when you would lean on a guy like Shanahan going forward?
I think anytime you have someone in your organization that has played and had success and then moved from the NHL to his position that he's in now, you'd be remiss to make decisions with regards to the hockey team or the way you want to operate the hockey team without without it at least bouncing them off him. And that would apply to most people within the organization. That would apply to Mark Hunter. That would apply to Brandon Pridham, to Mike Babcock, etc. That's always been the way that I've been, whether it's been in Sault Ste. Marie with the Marlies or my time with the Leafs, is that I think you have people. The people are massive assets to the organization. And I think Brendan was clear on that. I think my style has always been and will continue to be to include everybody in what we're doing and have that become our decision-making system.
That's where I was going to go, your style as a manager. Mm-hmm. Obviously, as you gain more experience, I'm sure it's evolved and grown.
Right.
How are you going to translate that to the biggest stage? Because you just mentioned, you know, the Sioux, it's a smaller stage in the OHL.
Right.
The AHL, it's not as big a stage, but it's still a massive stage. Now you're on the grandest stage under the biggest spotlight.
Doesn't get bigger than this.
Yeah,
Toronto.
Right now, which is a great opportunity for you.
Right.
But how will you translate that into what this market kind of, for lack of better words, expects?
Right. I think, Jimmy, what I would do is the same thing that I did when I went into the Sioux. I think the people, a lot of people had the same questions, understandably. And, you know, I have my personality and the way that I am, the way that I treat people in general, take aside the hockey part of it. And then when I got in and kind of felt, you know, got my footing there, found myself, then continue to evolve and adapt. Same then coming over. The Leafs has been interesting, right? Because it was different the first year, then it was different between when Dave Nonis departed and when Lou came on. So you have some experience in there. And then now being able to work. The one benefit to that I do think that will make this transition easier for me is that a lot of the players that, a good portion of the players that are on the Leafs played for us with the Marlies. So they kind of have an idea for how I am and how I manage. The stakes are obviously higher for the players in terms of where they're at and their ability to make their living. And for me and my responsibility to the Leafs and the organization. So I think I'll take the same tack. I know I'll take the same tack that I took when I went to the Sioux and then to Toronto and apply that here just to continue to be me, not try to imitate anybody else or anybody else's management style, and then continue to adapt and evolve as I think maybe I'm underachieving in certain areas for sure.
With the newly announced GM of the Leafs, Kyle Dubas, in studio.
When you came on the scene here, I think you were kind of known as a numbers guy.
Right.
That was a big part of your deal. Being around guys like Shanny and Mike Babcock the last few years, has that kind of given you a different outlook that the numbers has to match kind of determination and some of the other things with the eye test?
Right. It's interesting because when I first went to Sault Ste. Marie, I definitely wasn't a numbers guy. I grew up in scouting and had worked for the team from a very young age. And then when I went there, because of the, you know, it's a great organization. Ownership there is fantastic, but the reality is they don't have the same resources as others in the league. So we had to find a way to improve our decision making. And I had always been, I had always been very interested in the way that different sports were using data and objective data and information to supplement their decision making or improve their decision making. And so when we went to Sault Ste. Marie, we started to incorporate that in. And then I think purely because of the timing of it and where that evolution was going in different sports, it became something that got latched onto and my reputation. And I really don't spend a lot of time fighting whatever people want to say because I would waste my whole day around fighting that. So I've found a great deal of value in using that data and having it become a part of the decision-making model, while also relying on your scouting information, what you're getting from your coaches, the player's character, and so on and so forth. So I think those people that you've mentioned, whether it's Brendan, Mike, Lou, Mark, you learn something from them because of their experience and their success in the game. And you just add what we're learning from the other aspects to help that.
Well, we've talked a lot about this this gig, obviously. I mean, we talk a lot about the Leafs and when the GM job opened. And over the past couple of weeks, we've discussed, you know, what it would be like to have Lou still as a part of the organization, where some people, myself included, if I were to put myself in your shoes, I might feel uncomfortable that my predecessor is still kicking around. Brendan,
non-negotiable for me.
Yeah, you would say just get rid of him. Like, you can't be in the building.
I wouldn't want it. That's
right. And Brendan admitted today, like, Mark Hunter wanted the job,
right,
and you guys were both interviewed, and Mark is still employed by the team. That could make some things uncomfortable. I mean, I would think that could be uncomfortable. Take us through your thought process when it comes to those relationships and those guys in particular.
Right. I think once the dust settles, it'll be very beneficial for everybody to sit, and I think everyone in the end wants to know where they stand and where they're at moving ahead. So for me, I think it'd be premature today to comment on where everybody else really thinks the organization is at, or with me in moving to the general manager chair today. My goal is to, in the next week or two, begin to sit down with everybody and begin to get their take on what they think they're capable of, where they think they fit, and then for me to make the decision on whether that's going to be a fit moving ahead. I think, you know, if you're referencing Lou, Lou is right now a great mentor and continued advisor to me, regardless of what his title is or anything like that. So I think he'll always be around for me personally, and I hope, you know, continues to stay in that role with the team, of course, because it's a great resource for me, and he just does a great deal for me personally. So that'd be great.
You're not, again, new within the organization. You've been here for 4 years, so you're aware of the players, you're aware of the coaching staff. Potentially a lot of heavy lifting this summer. Nylander's an RFA. As of July 1, you can hand out contracts to Matthews and Marner. These are three cornerstones up front. We know some of the issues on the defensive end, or at least we have discussed those. And as you look at it now, where is the focus going to be in terms of building this team? Because you got a very good team now. How do you get it to being great?
As I said earlier today, and have continued to say, I think that is the major focus, is that the team... You know, I think that there's been a lot of climbing done, but the hardest part of the climb is going to be in the next few years. So how are we going to get better than the other two teams that finish ahead of us in our division? What steps are we going to take? We're going to accrue some natural improvements in the development of the players, largely because they're still very young. Mm-hmm. So it's on us to help them to continue to improve and develop and get better. And then as it pertains to, you know, supplementing the roster, I think we have the ability with our situation as it pertains to the salary cap and so on and so forth to explore whatever is out there and to add anything that we think is good value to the team that can help the team without sacrificing the long term. So it's exciting. As it pertains to the player contracts, they're obviously important. They're going to take up a lot of everybody's discussion and time, and justifiably so because of the ways that those players have started their career. On Monday morning, I'll begin sitting with Brandon Pridham and going through the various scenarios, and then we'll have a sound strategy to tackle those once we're eligible to do so.
Well, congrats on the new gig. I mean, you're a guy, you've been in the city for a while. I think a lot of people, the safe money was on you getting this job, and obviously it ended up happening in the end. And
so, outside of the business and that, any vanity purchase, anything exciting?
Yeah, like, now that you're the GM, what's going
Toronto
on
Toronto Maple Leafs, like what, you know, big dinner?
Jet
like,
somewhere.
Yeah.
Anything like know. From a
what's
personal
the plan
standpoint?
Here?
Like, you know, what's your life's changed today?
I leave that to the boss at home to decide, by and large. But obviously, we talked about my wife and I last night that it is the. Today is going to be a major change in the way that we live and operate. But the community here has been so great since Sault Ste. Marie is very small, very rabid fan base, and they were negative when we came in and started. And then once we got good, they became worse because they were telling you why you weren't good enough.
Right, exactly.
Every single place you went here, you can, in this community, it's so great. You can go everywhere. A lot of the time, people don't have any idea where you are. That may change.
It will now.
The community is so welcoming, and it's a great place to live and operate. Even the media and everybody involved, it makes it a lot of fun. So it's an exciting challenge, and we're looking forward to it.
Game 5 in the suit tonight. Get on a bird and get up there. I'm sure they'll pay for it.
That'd be great.
Congrats on the new gig. Thanks for coming up.
Thanks, guys.
There's Kyle Dubas, the new GM of the Maple Leafs.